Tell me, why the decision to not publish these interim maps?
Well, as you know, first of all, you know, what we've done so far has been extraordinary in the process, because normally the citizens of the state don't see the maps until they're finished. And in our case, we've actually, not only do we publish what we're talking about, but you can actually view the meetings on TV on your computer. So it's, we're live streaming every meeting we have, and everything is written down and documented. So the question that came up about the second draft is, we thought we would be in a position for the second draft that we would be fairly comfortable that we have it exactly as we think it should end up. As it ended up, we weren't comfortable with the lines that we were looking at and the kind of issues that were being surfaced. And a lot of this is caused by the four counties that we have that fall into the Voting Rights Act.
And which four counties are those?
Those are Monterey, Merced, Yolo, and Kings.
And what? Why are those more complicated?
Well, and I can give you an example right here in Santa Cruz County. One of the things that if a county that is in the Voting Rights Act cannot be have the Latin population retrogressed. By that they mean any minority population, be it Latin, Asian, or African American. And in the case of a district that we drew that included Monterey County and Santa Cruz County, the Latino population went from 46 to almost 44.5. That's a percent and a half off of what I would call a non-precise number, because you have to go into registration records and things of that nature. But our council suggested to us that if we did that, then that would probably be refused by the Justice Department, because we retrogress the Latin population.
In other words, by making them a smaller percentage of the voting population in that district, you are retrogressing them, and that's not acceptable under the U.S. Voting Rights Act.
That's correct. And now, you know, when you step back and you ask yourself, what's the chances of a Latino ability to affect an election between 46 and 44.5, you know, you would have to wonder how you would actually go about calculating that. But the law is the law, and we said, okay, we will follow the law. Now, what that caused us to do was actually split the city of Santa Cruz and move over into Santa Clara County and pick up the city of Gilroy, because Gilroy had a larger Latino population than that portion of Santa Cruz. Now, you can only imagine how the people in city of Santa Cruz feel, because why would you split us? There's no reason to. Well, other than the fact that we needed to get the population characteristics correct.
Well,
so that's the complexity that gets into this process.
I can see that. This is one reason that the Citizens Redistricting Commission was created by voters, was to avoid the kind of gerrymandering that politicians did all the time, both to improve their own chances of re-election, to protect safe districts, but also to build up the power of their own parties. And that gerrymandering often created some very odd-looking districts.
Yes,
it sounds like there is a kind of gerrymandering going on now, partly as a result of the Voting Rights Act and other efforts to fairly represent voting groups within the state. And you're having just as much difficulty as the politicians did.
Well, it's not quite the same. Remember, gerrymandering actually came out of the term gerrymandering, which was the ability of a former, I think it was New Hampshire official who drew a very interesting-looking district. But that was for pure political purposes. If you look at the Constitution that we're operating under, given the passage of the Proposition 11 and 20, the first priority is given is that we will meet the constitutional mandate of equal population. The second is that we will meet the Voter Rights Act's requirements. And then down the list is the communities of interest, cities, counties, things of that nature. So it's not that we're gerrymandering to the preference of a political party or an individual, we're following what the law says is required. So we don't go out of our way for a particular ethnic group if it's not, unless it's a community of interest, because they get together and they have events and they're socially engaged. But in the case of the Voting Rights Act county, we don't have a choice because we're following the law. And I don't think that falls into the same category as what's happened with some of these political districts that were drawn for purely partisan purposes.